Funding public schools is the paramount duty of the Washington State Legislature. In fact, lawmakers are under a state Supreme Court order to come up with a plan to fully fund basic education. Outgoing State Education Chief Randy Dorn says the legislature failed to do that this year. That's why Dorn is recommending some tough sanctions in order to force lawmakers to act. In a brief filed yesterday with the state Supreme Court, Dorn says one option is to close down public schools. He told me why he thinks closing schools would be a good idea.
Well, the reason is to get the legislature to do their job. I want to remind people that it's not this September it would happen. It would only happen a year from September if the legislature doesn't make significant progress in the paramount duty of the state of amply funding schools and making a more uniform system and having a plan to accomplish it over the next 4 or 5 years. That's the reason. Get them to do their job.
So the state Supreme Court would set a clock running for September 2017. And how would that actually play out? How would that lead to the legislature funding education more?
So you have parents of kids, and you've seen it yourself in strikes, that they're either going to blame teachers or they're going to blame the school board. In this case, I believe most people are going to blame the legislature for not funding basic education, and they will get mad at their legislature. And the one thing legislators don't like is their constituents being mad at them for not doing their job. And I'm pointing the finger right at the legislature and the governor. These people have not done their job. They did their job on transportation. They increased your taxes by $16 billion, and we're asking for $4 billion for education. So have them do their job on the paramount duty of the state. That's it.
Well, speaking of being mad, you'd have parents who just want their kids in school angry. What would you say to a parent listening to you propose this right now?
Start talking to your legislature and ask your legislature what they're doing to actually do the paramount duty of the state, ample fund schools, and do it in a uniform manner. There are some districts that are actually getting it done, but that's the wealthy districts that have mostly wealthy families in their district. And then the districts that are from the more poor side of town, a lot of minority kids and poor kids, aren't getting a 21st century education. So this is a fairness issue. This is a civil rights issue. And I want the state to understand and the people of the state to understand and take more notice. And I'm trying to educate the people of what's before them today.
After advocating for education for 30 years, why are you leaving the state education department?
You know, let me put it this way. This is Randy Dorn's opinion, and I got an opinion on everything. But I think they need a new face in education in Olympia. When I came to Olympia this last time, I was a fresh face. I'd been away for a while, and people know that I'm one of the most knowledgeable people in education, historically, legislatively, and field-wise. I think I'm really well-respected in Olympia. I don't necessarily think I'm all that well liked right now. So a new face, a new path maybe to get there might ease the tension. It's pretty intense right now when I walk in a room with a number of legislators. And, you know, if somebody may hire me to be the thorn in everybody's side and keep advocating, who knows? I'm not counting on it, but, you know, I may just do it on my own just to be an irritant to those guys in Olympia.
Randy Dorn is Washington's Superintendent of Public Instruction. Dorn's brief with the state Supreme Court listed a number of sanctions the court could impose. It could fine individual legislators, or it could halt tax breaks given out to businesses. I'm Bill Radke.